This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free. Talking about, or we're going to continue discussing, the Kim Jong-un situation in North Korea, just because I find it fascinating what's happening out there. North Korea, of course, is just, it's like a train wreck of a country to, you know, it's so horrifying, but yet you can't look away from it. So I want to learn more about what's going on there, because the suggestion is that Kim Jong-un is no longer in control of the country, and in fact that he may not have been in control for the majority of 2014.
And part of 2013, according to an article that I read earlier in the week.
Right. And so we get a little bit more from Vice News at Vice.com on that story. Also, we had Akko call in from Cameroon, Africa, in the last hour, and he actually had to spend quite a bit of money and time and effort to come to the capital where he could get access to the internet by borrowing a friend's laptop and a cell phone card. They had apparently had to rent a hotel room as well, and finally was able to connect to us to kind of talk to us about various different things, which is fascinating stuff.
Can you imagine the level of dedication that it takes? You know, like, this guy spent a bunch of time and money so that he could call his favorite radio station.
He must have a lot of love for you.
Yeah. I mean, no one will do that.
And, like,
in the United States, at least.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Here in the U.S., it's difficult to get people to, you know, like, walk a mile down the street or even drive a mile down the street to go to an anti-war vigil or to, you know, like, go to some political rally so that you can heckle the politician, or to, you know, drive an hour to go to Concord to testify to legislators.
Speaking of which, there's a court case on Wednesday, isn't there?
Oh, there's a couple of them, actually.
In Concord?
There's one in Concord. The Robin Hood case is going to the Supreme Court. For our listeners who are new to the show, Robin Hooding is making international headlines this week. The UK's Telegraph doing a story. From what I understand, the BBC has yet to release their story, but they interviewed James Cleveland, who is also known as Robin Hood here in Keene. The Robin Hooders are known internationally for saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this show from. The case that's going to the Supreme Court essentially has the city of Keene suing the Robin Hooders, and I'm one of them, and they're alleging in their suit that we are harassing, threatening, and intimidating their employees.
And preventing them from doing their job. And I allege that based on their interpretation of preventing the parking enforcers from doing their job, based on testimony by the parking enforcers that their job is to write parking tickets, that anyone putting money in any meter
is preventing them from doing their job.
So arrest me the next time I park downtown for preventing them from doing their job,
well,
for putting a nickel
you.
In my meter.
They can't arrest you. They would love to arrest the Robin Hooders, but they obviously can't. Otherwise, they would have.
They're not
now.
Actual police enforcers. Officers or law enforcers,
the police. So the parking department bureaucrats work
parking
for the
services.
Police. Yeah, that's right. They call themselves parking services now instead of parking enforcement. But they work for the police department. It's a division of the police. But they themselves, I don't think, have arrest powers. They have to call in the police to arrest you. And they've called the police a number of times on the Robin Hooders.
But they don't have the cuffs. They don't even have mace, do they?
No.
I don't know if they have. I don't know if they carry any kind of weapon, but they,
a pen, a radio.
The police themselves, when they are called into the scene, have never made an arrest of a Robin Hooder. Because there's nothing for which to arrest them. In fact, the job description also says they're supposed to endure verbal and mental abuse.
Right.
And that's not what I think Robin Hooders are doing to them. But even if they were doing that, it should also be fully legal.
And that's what the judge at the Superior Court said, is it doesn't really matter if there is harassment going on because it's protected speech.
Right, so that's going on Wednesday.
One thing, I plan on being there and live tweeting, but people don't necessarily have to rely on my tweets to know what's going on because the Supreme Court live streams their stuff.
Amazing. I wish they would do that in all the courtrooms across New Hampshire.
So it's only the audio.
That's happening on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, unless it gets postponed, will be my sentencing, where I'm facing up to 2 years in jail for filling out a DMV form 2 days later than it was legally able to be filled out in the way that I filled it out.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So that's
maybe
exactly
the last time you see me
for charge?
A while.
when is that happening?
Also Wednesday morning, unless I get it postponed. I've attempted to get a continuance on the sentencing in that case.
Well, I wish you well in that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I find it kind of ridiculous that a paperwork issue could lead to 2 years in jail.
Hopefully it won't. I'm fascinated to see what the sentence is because I want to see. I would love, if I end up going to jail, I hope somebody does the research on the outside to actually pull up some cases of actual fraud where somebody got, oh, there's that lady here in Keene. There's a woman who works for, who's one of the Stop Free Keene members who has been indicted on at least one felony count, maybe more than one, I'm not sure. Of embezzlement. She was working for another member of Stop Free Keene, and these are some of the folks who don't like the Liberty activists.
Is this really a surprise?
The embezzling?
Yeah.
It was a surprise to the woman who was her employer, I can tell you that. she was essentially her chief assistant. She was her kind of her right-hand girl and did all the, you know, the office work for this lady who was her employer. And she's alleged to have embezzled, I don't know, $200,000 or something like that. So she's facing some pretty serious charges. And I just find myself wondering what, you know, what is her sentence going to be in a case like that, as opposed to me, who I filled out a DMV form, you know, 48 hours too late, basically.
Right, but the two aren't necessarily comparing apples and apples here.
Right, one's real fraud, the other's alleged
fraud. So, well, yeah, and the charges are totally different.
Oh, I know that. I'm just talking about, like, the idea behind what happened in my case is an ID issue, right? I had my name changed legally,
right.
And then 2 days after that, I went into the DMV, and I got a driver's license in my original name simply through expediency,
right,
with the intention of changing it later on the driver's license. And ultimately
right.
did change it later on, so, you know, all that's been taken care of. I didn't use that other name for any sort of fraudulent purpose to defraud anybody or, you know, scam somebody out of money.
Right,
yeah,
but that's not what the statute says. The statute didn't allege that you used the name for fraudulent purposes, just alleged that you used a name that wasn't yours.
Well,
and according
it was
to
my name originally. It was given
right,
to me by
but,
my parents.
But according to the state, as soon as you got the piece of paper saying that your name is no longer Ian Bernard, yeah. as far as they're concerned, you are no longer Ian Bernard.
Oh, I understand
if you
that.
Use the name
but
Ian
even
Bernard.
Even though you function as the same person under
yes.
both names?
But isn't the intention of that legislation to
the intention
to
might
stop
be,
fraud?
That might be the intention,
yeah.
but that's not what's written into the statute.
I understand that. They're not alleging I defrauded anyone. They're saying that I, you know, didn't follow their rules completely,
right.
whatever the hell those are. But my point is, will someone who actually did commit fraud against another person be subject to a more stringent punishment as me, who simply violated a rule of the state, or will I be subject to a more stringent punishment than someone who actually defrauded somebody out of $200,000?
I would speculate that you will get the worst punishment because you
right.
committed the ultimate offense.
Right.
You disobeyed the state.
Yes, I suspect you're right about that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, whereas the person who actually committed fraud and stole the $200,000, they might just be fined and maybe sent to jail for a few months or something, but I don't foresee them going for, you know, not nearly as long as 2 years.
I would speculate probation and restitution.
She's also facing a felony as well. So mine are two misdemeanor, Class A misdemeanor charges, which is where the maximum 2 years comes in. She's probably looking at a maximum of 3 to 7, but it's probably her first conviction. And so, you know, what will that end up being?
Probation and restitution.
Yeah. So we shall see next week on that one. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. We've still got other things to discuss here tonight, including it looks like Amazon is thinking about opening up their first ever brick-and-mortar store in a very strange move. But we still have more to talk about with North Korea coming up here in moments. Kim Jong-un, is he alive? Is he being kept somewhere? Is he actually sick, as they claim that he's suffering some sort of health effects? Is he still
broken
in charge?
Ankle and gout?
Is he still in charge of the country? Some people say he is not. and that there's a group of people called the OGD, that is the Organization and Guidance Department. And is their being in charge going to result in more freedom or some semblance of it for the North Korean people? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 8th, 2014, gold opened at $12,1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12,6360, $631.80 for a half ounce, or $315.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $12,6360, $631.80, and $315.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy our features we share with you. Those other talk shows, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then you can throw something into the Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And if you don't yet have any Bitcoin, then maybe you want to consider going and getting some over at expresscoin.com. Now, you need to have a wallet first. So go and get your free Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.com. And then you can, once you have your Bitcoin wallet set up, go to expresscoin.com to load it up with Bitcoin or a fraction of a Bitcoin. You don't have to buy an entire Bitcoin. One Bitcoin, something like $370 or something close to that amount, $350, $370 today. So you can buy a fraction of that. You can buy $40 worth of Bitcoin through expresscoin.com. And if you buy less than $40 worth and you use code FTL, you'll get it for no transfer fee. So you pay nothing on top of the actual cost of the Bitcoin that you buy. So go to expresscoin.com, use code FTL to get less than $40 worth for zero fee. Once again, that's expresscoin.com. They take money order, check, wire transfer, or even cash deposit at local credit unions that have shared branching, as it's called, or shared banking? Shared branching.
Shared branch.
Shared branching. This copy is incorrect. Anyway, they're also a licensed money service business, and you can do it all from your smartphone via their app or your favorite computer. So go to expresscoin.com, and don't forget coupon code FTL. Daryl, you were sharing with us some Vice News coverage of Kim Jong-un. The question is he still in charge of North Korea? Vice says, from the people they've talked to, you know, former North Koreans and people who know a thing or two about what goes on over there, it's hard to know what's actually going on
right
in North Korea. So a lot of it's speculative, but we do know that Kim Jong-un has not been seen publicly for several weeks.
Yes, 5 weeks.
Very unusual.
Right. Something must be up, and it may just be a coincidence, but I think that's kind of a small probability, seeing as, you know, he's the supreme leader, and he's supposedly the one that makes all the decisions. So if he's not around when there's big, important meetings going on, then how is he able to make decisions that are informed?
Not only is he making decisions for the country's government, but he also has designed gyms, for instance. I mean, this guy...
And trained the dolphins at Korean SeaWorld.
He does everything. Everything that is good in North Korea is thanks to Kim Jong-un.
And runs the reformation camps, or concentration camps, or whatever.
No, talk about those.
They are reform through labor camps.
Oh, that's right.
Like community service.
Didn't they recently admit that they existed?
Someone from North Korea went to the European Union and stopped at some UN headquarters in Europe. And during an interview, he did briefly mention them, but he quickly corrected himself after calling them camps and called them something else. I had reported on that story earlier in the week on one of the FPP radio news.
They're not camps. They're clubs, like Club Med.
Fun clubs.
Yeah. And you can be born and bred into them.
It's true.
Right. Three generations.
You can even be sent to them if one of your family members commits a crime.
Yes.
Because it's in your blood. You're just part of that club forever.
You're just bad.
Right. And one of the articles that I had reported on earlier, I had actually read the article on Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, which is the show that I do on Sundays, suggested, and this article doesn't mention, but remember when Kim Jong-un's uncle was executed? That was, and of course this is speculation, that was sort of a public showing that the Kim family is no longer in charge.
Mm.
Because if the Kim family was in charge, they would never allow one of their relatives to be executed.
And it just seems even more eerie looking at it from a Western perspective, because we have no idea what's going on in the country. We have very little information coming out of there. So really, a lot of this is just speculation.
Right. And the article that I've been reading tonight from Vice says, if the speculation is correct, that being that the Kim family is no longer in charge and that it's the OGD, then it's not surprising that the delegation that traveled to Incheon earlier in the week...
That's South Korea.
South Korea behaved atypically. For grizzled senior cadres used to a lifetime of kowtowing to the Kims, their first visit abroad without having to answer to the dynasty would have felt like liberation.
Mm.
They even got to fly in Kim's personal plane.
Oh, wow.
The visitors to Incheon did not bring a letter from Kim, which some have seen as a sign that North Korea is not serious about improving relations with the South, but perhaps there is another explanation.
And that is that he's not in charge.
Perhaps Kim Jong-un is simply not writing letters anymore, which would mean that he's not in charge.
Right. I think that's fascinating. Now, can you imagine what it would be like to, I don't know, I mean, these are the senior officials, so there's a good chance they've left North Korea in the past, but just to be from North Korea and to travel to South Korea to experience the tremendous difference in culture and wealth. I mean, South Korea is so wealthy by comparison.
And this is, based on what this said, this is their first time traveling without Kim, which means that, you know, it's
they
a whole new level.
They could totally cut loose and go to the clubs.
That's why it says it must have felt like liberation.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to start doing all kinds of illegal things now. Maybe never
they'll
go back.
They'll start acting like the Secret Service and hiring prostitutes and starting crank off of
well,
them.
Well, probably anything they do in South Korea would be illegal in North Korea if you did the same thing.
Well, imagine just going anywhere else if you're in North Korea. Like, that could just be a gateway to a whole new life.
Yeah, so there's some fascinating stuff in here. I've actually got a story from also from Vice News from earlier this week, where they talk about Jang Sung-taek, that was the uncle that was executed.
Yes.
Basically, they said that totally broke everything. You can't just touch a Kim family member publicly. It's the OGD's claim to legitimacy. It's them saying no one is more legitimate than them. By Jang dying, Kim Jong-un is now surrounded by the OGD. The New Focus International, this is a different Jang who runs this, that's somebody who's escaped, reported on the coup in December and dissected the politics that were at play. According to New Focus International's report, the OGD has exercised virtual control over North Korea since its foundation by Kim Jong-il in the early 1990s. Other members of the government and the military became honorary power holders and proxies, while the men who exercised power on behalf of Kim Jong-il remained behind the scenes through the parallel OGD structure then as now. It described Kim Jong-un as the avatar of the Kim family cult and the legitimizing face of a state ruled by the OGD. Remco Brucker, a professor of Korean studies at Leiden University in the Netherlands, which hosted a conference of elite North Korean exiles in September, says Jang isn't the only former senior regime official to suggest that the OGD is a shadow government that rules behind the scenes with Kim Jong-un as a figurehead. Quote, "The real power resides with that one department, the OGD, that was groomed to bureaucratic perfection by Kim Jong-il. When he was alive, he was in practical sense heading the department. Kim Jong-un is not. It serves him, but it more serves the legacy of Kim Jong-il, and those don't always coincide." We'll continue with more. You're welcome to share your thoughts as well here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, how to get out of a parking ticket.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our very own Derek J. Freeman beat a parking ticket the other day, which is great news, right? Right after we were talking on the air about not taking a plea deal and what can happen when you do that, he made it real for us. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. Plus, we're sharing more on the story out of North Korea. Vice News has more detail from a different story. Daryl, you had given us some info about speculation about what was going on possibly with Kim Jong-un, who has disappeared from public view for several weeks. There are obviously a lot of rumors, a lot of speculation as to what's actually going on there. Ian, Ellen, and Daryl in the studio here, you can join us by phone at 855-450-FREE or worldwide via Skype at username lrn.fm. The story I have here is from a few days ago, and they talked to a gentleman here, Jen Jin-sung, who's a former key member of Kim Jong-il's propaganda machine. What happened was an elite group of exiles from North Korea gathered in September in the Netherlands to discuss the state of the regime they used to serve. The conference included top diplomats, an ex-senior official of the Ministry of Security, and a high-ranking military officer. The keynote address was given by Jang Jin-sung, the key member of their propaganda machine there. Included in his speech was a surprising assertion, and that is that North Korea is in the midst of a civil war. Now, according to Jang, who's a former counterintelligence official and poet laureate under Kim Jong-il, members of the government's organization and guidance department, the OGD, which Daryl was telling us about, has stopped taking orders from Kim Jong-un. He says they have taken effective control of the country, and a conflict is simmering between factions that want to maintain absolute control over the economy and others seeking to gain wealth through foreign trade and a slightly more open market. I mean, these guys can't be unaware, as senior officials, people who, in theory, have some level of understanding of the world around them. They can't be unaware that South Korea hasn't just magically been successful, that there's a reason why South Korea is dramatically more wealthy than
North
Korea.
Right, but it seems like for such a restricted country as North Korea, if they were to make the market even slightly more free, it would be only because they understand that their country is not making as much money as it could.
That's right.
And
therefore,
once
they're not as wealthy as
they could be. Once they start making more money, they could be even richer than they are now.
Well, that's true. But if that's the motivation that gets North Koreans the ability to, I don't know, own some of the stuff that they make or own the property that they live on or have some level.
But I'm just wondering if the citizens are even going to benefit from something like that, or if all of the excess profit is just going to be swept up by, you know, people who are holding powerful positions.
That's a good question, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, who runs the businesses, who actually owns the businesses, and, you know, based on my limited knowledge of North Korea, I'm fairly certain that everything is owned by the government in North Korea, which would mean that, you know, a few elites would wind up, you know, getting the profits.
Well, now look, if you look at Cuba as an example, and I can't say I'm an expert here, but we've seen a few stories from Cuba since Raul Castro took over after, you know, Fidel passed away. When Raul Castro took over, there were some reforms that were implemented that, from what I understood of these reforms, allowed farmers, for instance, to actually decide what to grow on the, you know, on portions of their own property.
On portions of their property.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so generous.
Well, you know, when you have no control whatsoever and there's now, you know, 10% of control given to you.
Okay, you have to plant corn on all this property except this tiny corner. You can whatever you want.
Or they could keep some of the, you know, the stuff that they reaped rather than having to turn it all over to the state. It little things like that, when you have absolutely nothing, can make a difference. I mean, for us, it seems like nothing, but
right.
For them, it could mean the world. It could
one
mean the
small
difference
step
between,
at a time.
Starving or not starving.
Well, one other thing that would really help the Cuban people is if the U.S. government would lift this damn embargo.
Oh, yeah. Which has been there for decades.
Been there for decades. Allow Americans to travel to Cuba. Can you imagine how many millions, possibly billions of dollars the Cuban people are missing out on
tourism,
you know,
money?
Funny?
Because I can't travel there. You can't travel there. 310 million Americans can't travel there for vacation.
And it's ironic that we've been talking about North Korea tonight because the embargo on North Korea has been lifted for several years now. The embargo on Cuba
really?
Still there.
Really?
It's not even like, oh, we just signed it in and it's just there. They renew it every year.
How the hell do you get a ticket to Pyongyang anyway?
I don't know.
You have to get special permissions from the North Korean
right.
government first.
Okay, but that's interesting. So you're saying you can actually fly from the United States to Pyongyang?
I'm just saying there's no embargo on North
theory.
Korea. Anymore.
In theory.
Yes. I mean, okay. I doubt that the country, North Korea, would let you in very easily. Like, you might have to have some special, like, get so many people to sign this form and have certain credentials. But,
oh, yeah, and they'll be waiting for you when you arrive, kick you on the official track, because you can't
yes.
leave the official tour
right.
of North Korea.
They've got the cardboard castle set up in the background.
Unless you're Vice.
And all the good actors
basically
staging
snuck
scenes.
In. Yeah, it's so creepy. Have you seen those documentaries?
I've not seen documentaries. I've read documentations,
mm-hmm.
but no, I haven't seen any documentaries.
Watch the Vice, if you have time. Watch the, and they're in segments.
Their documentaries are fairly
short. Yeah, usually like an hour or less. But watch the Vice documentaries in order from North Korea, because there's sort of a story that's told of, that arcs to some extent over them. But there's one of them where they actually sort of sneak into the country via a Siberian train. And it's pretty amusing, actually, when they're on the train, because they're on with this boisterous kind of drunk Russian guy who's just a total stereotype, this Russian soldier.
Potato vodka in one hand.
He's had a lot of vodka. I don't know what kind of vodka it was, but
all vodka comes from potatoes.
Is that right?
Okay. Yes.
Now I've learned something. I didn't know. I learned something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
That's like saying, like, you know, cactus tequila. All tequila comes from a cactus.
Really?
Well, it's kind of good to explain, just in case somebody in the room doesn't understand.
Thank you for that.
Grape wine
comes from grapes.
All wine.
Is it white or purple? Is it red? Red wine? White
doesn't
wine?
Matter. It still comes from grapes.
But different types of grapes.
Good yes. point.
But still grapes.
Jang, here's the. This is the guy who is the former propaganda minister over in North Korea. He has escaped and gave a keynote address at the conference of former exiles, or exiles rather, not former, but exiles from North Korea in the Netherlands. He said that on one hand, it's people who want to maintain a regime monopoly, and on the other hand, it's not like people are fighting against the regime, but in a policy sense, they want to take advantage to get influence. It's not actually consciously a civil war, but there are these two incompatible forces at play. Jang's statements come during a moment of peak curiosity about the Hermit Kingdom. King Kim Jong-un, the portly 31-year-old who assumed the title. He's 31, okay, so he's just
And they call
place.
Him portly. How nice.
He is a tubby one. He assumed the title of supreme leader after his father's death in 2011, has been absent from public view for over a month. He was last seen walking with a pronounced limp during a July ceremony commemorating the death of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. He typically presides over the Supreme People's Assembly, a rubber-stamp parliament, but missed the meeting in early September and was replaced by a propaganda video that again showed him limping. Despite some discomfort, our marshal continues to come out and lead the people, said the film's narrator. Which, that sounds right for, you know, one of these sort of dictatorship countries where they have this supreme grand leader. If the person is injured, they want to show how strong they are. They want to show, you know, video that they're on the recovery, they're on the mend, right. Just like the country. You
or
know?
They never got sick in the first place. They just right. powered through it.
That's what the media did with FDR. They never showed FDR in his wheelchair.
Really?
They never showed FDR struggling to stand up from the wheelchair.
Every broadcast of him, he was behind his desk.
He was either behind the desk or already standing behind the podium. And then the cameras started rolling.
We will return with more from the Hermit Kingdom, as it's called, North Korea. Fascinating stuff.
They have unicorns.
You can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us as well on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And more on the way. Plus, parking tickets. Our buddy Derek J. got out of one this week. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com, code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and welcome your calls at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Alan.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. There are all kinds of things available through fpp.cc. There's articles that you write, Daryl, the weekly, or not weekly, but the weekly shows that you do. You do Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. You do a newscast every single day of the week.
250 consecutive days today.
Congratulations. You are will be at a whole year before you know it.
Yes.
And so there's that audio segment of fpp.cc. There's the bloggy kind of segment. And then there's also, you make your own newspaper as well.
I do.
And you're book publisher.
Yes.
I don't know how you find time for it all. Plus, you do affiliate relations work for Free Talk Live, so folks can go and check more of you out over at fpp.cc. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll do that here in a moment, but also want to tell you about how to collect some Bitcoin bounties. There is a Bitcoin bounty available right now for 38 Bitcoins, and there's some others also available over at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. You can use your investigative skills and collect the bounty. The authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. It'll be done by people like you who can profit and gain from your work and your skill. You can also create bounties on BitcoinBountyHunter.com, or you can even add to the ones that already exist. So if you want to help incentivize the solving of a particular case, you can add to that. Go check it out at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. As we go to Zach in Chicago, we'll talk more about Kim Jong-un and what's happening in, or what's alleged to be happening in North Korea. Nobody really knows for sure. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live in Chicago.
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Hey, Zach, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, so I have some questions about the Free State Project.
Sure, go for it.
So I am thinking about going to Keene State, actually. I'm looking into some colleges in the New Hampshire area because, I mean, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I'd love to be a part of that. And I was wondering if there are there a lot of, like, college kids involved in the Free State Project, or is it more of an older demographic?
Ellen is the youngest of the three hosts in the studio tonight. What do you think about that, Ellen?
I would say don't come here expecting to find college students that agree with you. There's really no college students that are involved in Free Keene or the Free State Project, as far as I know. Maybe if you went to Porkfest, you'd meet some, but I haven't met any around Keene. And maybe if
in
you...
the Manchester area, and not to cut you
oh,
off.
Oh, yes,
but
in Manchester. There's a few.
The Students for Liberty at UNH Manchester. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how active it is,
or
but I know that it exists.
Or how many of them are Free Staters and in Students for Liberty.
Right, but you know, even if they're Free Staters or natives or just came here and then decided that they like liberty. There's at least a chapter, so there's some kind of liberty organization for students.
I know that on the Keene State campus, there is a Keene Cannabis Coalition group that is fairly new. That seems to be well populated.
Did that replace the SSDP?
It may have. There was also formerly the Students for Sensible Drug Policy. I don't know if that group still exists. The thing with college students, and so I take it you haven't yet started college at any point?
I'm going to a community college right now in Illinois.
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
So so you're planning on wrapping up 2 years at a community college and then going to another 2 years at a regular college?
Well, I actually did something interesting. I hated government schools my entire life, so I took some action and got out. I did some homeschooling starting my junior year, and I finished high school in a year. I finished 2 years of high school in a year.
Wow.
And then
congrats.
I started attending my I started attending my local community college because I hated it. You know, I was one of those kids that I would never stand up for the pledge. I did all that stuff that everyone in the government schools hated, and I was just, oh, it was awful. I mean,
well, it sounds like you'll fit right in. It sounds like you'll fit right in with the Free Staters up here, whether you're in Manchester or Keene or wherever it is that that you end up.
What are you studying?
Political science, actually. Political science. I'm trying to minor in history.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
so, what do you do with a political science degree, though, besides teach?
Become Karl Rove.
That's my problem. I'm definitely, I don't know if I categorize myself as a libertarian or a voluntarist, really. I think I'm somewhere in the middle. But I think that it's more of just I really want to study and become more knowledgeable about it. And if nothing else, just be an activist and educate people rather than actually pursue a career in the area. I mean, I'd be cool with making next to minimum wage as long as I'm out there kind of on the front lines educating people. So I think that the political science degree, if nothing, gives me some credibility.
So with college students, my experience has always been one of mostly disappointment.
Apathy.
They are not particularly, they're very apathetic. And this is not just a New Hampshire statement. This is a statement about all college students that I've ever met, including down in Florida. So apathy's huge. We tried a major outreach project on the college campus this year, running a political campaign for James Cleveland, and I wasn't disappointed with the results. I expected to be disappointed, so it met my expectations. But I think James probably got his hopes up a little bit more than he should have. In that case, there were some college students who did turn out to vote for him. I do know that much, but there weren't enough. There weren't 100 of them. Had he gotten 100 votes from the college, he would have won.
He got 30 votes. We don't know how many of those came from the college.
Right.
I refuse to register to vote, so I'm not even I can't even be a voter. So I would love to vote.
You're part of the problem.
I don't know. I just don't believe in the system.
Yeah. Well, apparently you're not alone. And so, college students tend to be pretty apathetic. So I don't know what exactly they would do ultimately to help the movement. I mean, besides coming out and meeting people and then going from there and finding out what they want. I was actually on the streets after the election here in Keene doing some cop block. And in fact, there's cop blockers around the streets tonight in the college neighborhood. But I was on the streets and this guy came up with his friends and he started asking about the liberty movement. He's like a real big Ron Paul guy, he says. And, he'd heard that there's a lot of libertarians in Keene and he was wondering, do we all get together? Do we hang out? I said, you should come out. We've got social Sundays. It happens every Sunday. The bar that it happens at is literally right there in the college neighborhood. So it's not like you'd have to go very far to actually get to this location. Of course, nothing in Keene, New Hampshire is very far. But
right, but you've got to walk by three other bars to get to that bar.
So this guy sounded like he was going to go. Like, I've talked to a number of college students over the years here in Keene, and this guy made me really feel like he was actually interested enough to show up to a social event. This is not actually activism. This would just be showing up to a bar and having a drink with somebody. I really thought there was a chance he might show up. Nope, he didn't show up. So sort of been my experience.
I've encountered that problem a lot. I'm one in a million, I feel like, especially around Chicago where there's
oh, yeah.
really, really hardcore liberals. I mean, I was originally from the East Coast, but it's insane. You know, people, like, trying to educate people, and they'll talk to you like they agree with you, and then they'll walk away from the conversation. They'll come back a week later, and they have the exact same ideas as they did last week. You know, you didn't change anything.
It's frustrating. Well, of course, it takes time for people's ideas to change, but, you know, if you're in a place like Chicago, even if you do change a few people's minds over time, it's not going to be anything more than a drop in the bucket or a drop in the ocean in the case of Chicago. We actually have Rob Mathias, who came on this show a few weeks ago as a guest host. He moved from Chicago and has really been loving it. He really has. I mean, he's been just raving about how wonderful things have been for him in New Hampshire.
Especially since he has a little sense of his own, you know, what would you call that? It's not success exactly, but at least he's popular and people know about him because he has his own show.
Well, right. He's the host of the Rebel Love Show, and that's a kind of a YouTube video show at rebelloveshow.com. But he's also a doer. Like, not only is he hosting his own show, but even if he wasn't doing that, he'd be out on the streets and recording video and putting that video online. And he's been somebody who's really showcased a lot of the activism that has happened in Manchester.
And he works a full-time job.
Yeah,
so he's the claim that, you know, we can't do activism, but we have jobs, seems to be bunk when you look at what some of the people with jobs are doing.
I don't know how he finds the time to do all the activism that he does. He's amazing. I mean,
plus he has two girlfriends.
Well, that's interesting as well. I guess that's fairly popular in Manchester.
He's polygamous.
All right, so there you go, Zach.
More that in our area,
you should come on out. You should come out to actually, if you want to meet Rob Mathias, he's going to be one of the guest speakers on Sunday at Keenvention, which is coming up in just a few weeks from now, October 31st through November 2nd. And I'm sure he'll also be hanging around the Liberty Forum early next year in March. These are great opportunities to come up to New Hampshire and check out the scene, meet some of the people that are here. Whether or not you ever get anything started on any of the college campuses here in New Hampshire, there's a huge community of liberty-minded folks living here as part of the Free State Project and New Hampshire natives as well. So it definitely will be an exciting change for you and a big change of pace in a good way, I think, from Chicago. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453. You want to learn more about Keenvention? Go to keenvention.info. Tickets are just $60. Get you in for the entire weekend. And you'll be able to meet great activists like Rob Mathias and a number of the other names and faces that you've heard about, seen here on Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Rob's even going to be heading up a panel that we've yet to announce.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.